Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
John Schreiner back with you. Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone. The phone number, 402-951-1620. If you'd like to join in the discussion about anything we're talking about today. Got thoughts on Casey coming back, Kalkbrenner coming back, Alexander coming back. Do you have thoughts on, with that being said? Well, I have some thoughts on what Eli Drinkwitz had to say. He's the head coach at Missouri, if you're not aware. And you'll notice that whenever I'm filling in, I go to the NIL topic a lot because I find it fascinating.
No shortage of people talking about it.
Right. It's new. It's the shiny new object in college sports, right? This is the new technology. This is the robo-umps of college sports. But a couple days ago, Eli Drinkwitz, he sort of went on a little unhinged rant and said that some of his players are making more money than his pediatrician brother-in-law. So here's the quote. We're giving guys, 18 to 22-year-olds, life-changing money. People are making more on NIL than my brother-in-law, who is a pediatrician, who saves lives!
A sentence he says the media has twisted out of control.
Right, so then he was on Paul Feinbaum yesterday. And he went totally cliche playbook on this whole interview. Right? See if you can find all of the cliches. I'm going to point them out. The first thing he said when he was asked about his comments, he said that, well, the media took it out of any sort of reasonable context. Right? There's number one.
Ding.
Right? They twisted my words. They took me out of context. Well, they printed your exact quote, Eli. If that's taking it out of context, so be it. But then he went on, okay? He went on to do a sports version of, I can't be racist, I have black friends. He did exactly that because he said, look, I love NIL. I think it's great that our players are allowed to make money on their name, image, and likeness. I think it's awesome. Our state law is one of the most progressive in the country. But... like, that's how it always goes, right? Like, oh, no, I love NIL. I love it. But
it's here to stay.
He said, if we're not careful, we're going to be like the NFL and the NBA. And really, he could have stopped right there. Because at that point in the sentence, we know all we need to know. That's the fear. The fear is that the players are going to have to be paid and that the coaches and administrators will have to treat them as employees. And they will have to afford them rights that they didn't have to before.
And that's just a step too far.
Right? That's what they don't want. But he didn't stop right there. He kept speaking. And honestly, he should have stopped right there. Because he said, so if we're not careful, we're going to be like the NFL and the NBA, where 78% of retired players are bankrupt. Okay, first of all, it's not true. That is a mythological stat that has, in a strange twist of irony, been completely taken out of context. He took this statistic completely out of any rational context. Hilarious coming from him, who started the interview by saying, well, my comments were taken out of any reasonable context. So a guy on Twitter, Mark Eisenberg, who's a financial educator, he does a great breakdown of why this is all nonsense. So basically this 78% stat comes from a fairly dubious study that was done in 2006 by a guy. Okay, the study was conducted by a guy who was hawking his services as a player transition expert. He did the study, so you tell me where the motivation is here. The actual quote from the study is quite a bit less salacious than what it's repeated to be. Here's the exact quote from this study, which again is dubious in nature. By the time they have been retired for 2 years, 78% of former NFL players have gone bankrupt or are under financial stress because of joblessness or divorce. Now, if you just take the first part, which is what Eli Drinkwitz did, it looks really bad. It says, 78% of NFL players are bankrupt after 2 years. That's not what it says. It says they are bankrupt or under financial stress. Listen, you can be a multimillionaire and be under financial stress. That's a thing that can happen. If you've got a lot of financial commitments and you're struggling to meet them all, well, you have the option to offload some of those financial responsibilities and live a simpler life and still be not bankrupt. 78% of retired NFL and NBA players are not bankrupt after they retire. That's incorrect. Even by the standards of this study. And it also says that, like what does it even mean? It says, after 5 years, 60% of NBA players are broke. Like, broke is not a technical term. It doesn't mean anything exactly. Like, if you're a billionaire and suddenly you're a millionaire, like, you went from having $1 billion to having $1 million. By percentages, you're now broke. But you're not bankrupt. You're not living in poverty. You're not living hand to mouth.
Well, even bankrupt, I hear that like a company's going to file bankruptcy. I'm like, okay, well, is this a bankruptcy or is this a, well, we're going right. to file bankruptcy right. because it's better for our tax bracket if we do it that way.
Right. Are these players filing bankruptcy to get out from under their $27 million mansion that they bought that they don't want to have anymore and can't sell? It's disingenuous at best. And at, you know, a generous reading of the situation is that he's just misinformed and got some bad statistics that he half read and half remembered. At worst, he's flat out lying and he knows it. And he's trying in vain to prevent progress, which, like, the NIL has been great for college athletes in progressing and getting at least a share of the huge sums of money that are being generated from their labor. Like, that's the thing, is if you are working and there are huge sums of money generated from your labor, do you not think you deserve some of that? Are we saying that college football players, who, like, that's who you tune in to watch play the game when you watch college football, their schools are getting upwards, in some cases, of $30, $40 million a year to put their product on television? They deserve none of that. Come on. We've been over this already. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth, right? In one breath, he's saying how much he loves NIL and how great he thinks it is and how awesome it is and his state has the best law. And in the other breath, he's saying, but hold on a minute. We're ruining people's lives by doing this.
And also saying that the university, the Learning Institute of Missouri, could not possibly educate these numbskulls on how to handle money.
Nope. No way. They want the NCAA to step in and govern this thing. That's the goal. They want the NCAA to come in and say, here are the rules for NIL, which the NCAA cannot and will not do. They will be sued into oblivion if they start trying to litigate this now. They have lost in a court of law so many times on these issues already. Like, they're not touching it. These college coaches, man, like, you got to get with the program. It's not going back to the way it was when you could be the ruler. You're not the king anymore with your leal subjects.
To be fair, Eli Drinkwitz was never the king.
Well, you may have a point. Eli Drinkwitz is a tiger. Yeah, he went on Paul Feinbaum to try and defend his comments with the cliche playbook. He said, the media took me out of context. I don't actually dislike this thing. And actually, here's a statistic that I half made up that proves why it's terrible. Three easy cliches. He just pulled them straight out of the playbook. Hilarious.
One winning season in his entire career.
One. Maybe you could use some NIL money. All right, we'll take a break. Josh has got the odd news coming up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.